This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. Two gay Canberra-based activists were forcefully removed from the Great Hall in Parliament last week as they challenged the Labor Party's stance on same-sex marriage. It took place during a marriage breakfast of religious groups who were there to celebrate the ban on gay marriage in Australia. The two men stood quietly and held placards that read, "Social inclusion means equality." Southern Star reporter Harley Dennett, who was present, told Joy 94.9 host Doug Pollard what happened next.
They were being roughed up. One of them had hands around his neck. He was told very forcefully to leave, and the word faggot was used.
Dennett added that one of the two men, an attorney, said that he was looking to file charges.
Albania's Prime Minister Sali Berisha announced recently that his government supports legalising same-sex marriage. Berisha hopes the support will help improve the situation for gays in Albania, and he may also be positioning his country for entry to the European Union. Despite the support, the proposed change faces a fierce battle to become law. Berisha's party doesn't yet have the 84 votes needed to push the change through, and Albania's churches have vowed to fight it, with leaders from the Muslim, Orthodox and Catholic communities all condemning the proposal.
Homophobic attacks are on the rise in the English city of Brighton. Police say they've had to up patrols in the city after a sharp increase in gay-related attacks. Action's been taken to identify offenders.
A newspaper columnist in Georgia has proposed using dogs to deter gays from cruising the local beats. Dick Yarborough ranted in his column for the Marietta Daily Journal that instead of banning dogs from his local park, the council would do better to train them to severely dislike the gay lovers and bite them in the fanny. Yarborough's column has generated disbelief and outraged comments in papers around the world and online.
Homophobia is still rampant in English soccer, with a report finding clubs aren't doing enough on the issue. Of the straight and gay fans quizzed by gay rights charity Stonewall, two-thirds thought football would be better if anti-gay chants were wiped out. Chief Executive of the charity, Ben Summerskill, believes not enough is being done to help homophobia out of the sport.
The International Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce has released the first International Business Equality Index. The index measures companies' performance in regards to their diversity and LGBT-inclusive policies. IBM, BT and the Dow Chemical Company have come out on top. But still, over 50% of the companies surveyed had no diversity managers, and gays and lesbians were hard to find in upper management. Other companies represented in the index include Kraft, Merck and TNT.
Briefly in other news, former Deputy Tony Nagus is now the country's top police officer after becoming the Australian Federal Police Commissioner.
It's a great privilege and a great honour to be able to lead a force I'm very proud of already, and we hope to continue to provide the level of service to the Australian community.
Jeans and not our beds are apparently behind whether or not we have a good night's sleep, according to new research. Despite falling ratings, comedian Dave Hughes believes that the 7pm project needs a bit more time before Channel 10 considers giving it the flick. A young boy in Minnesota will claim a huge cash windfall after two teachers at his school were found guilty of harassing him over his orientation. Debate in California rages over whether or not activists should fight for same-sex marriage now or in 2012, and an unbelievable claim by a Malaysian newspaper which says that gay sex leads to swine flu.
Checking QNN Sport, round 21 of the AFL kicks off on Friday with the Western Bulldogs playing Geelong at Etihad Stadium. Melbourne Victory will be looking for a win when they meet North Queensland Fury on Saturday in their third round A-League match. And Australian athletes hope to feature in the World Athletics Championship this coming week. John Stephenson and Sean Rowe will be fighting for a place in the men's 400 metres final, while Olympic champ Steve Hooker is struggling to overcome injury and take his place in the pole vault competition.
Whether you're listening to QNN or an affiliate station or online, we'd like to hear from you. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Portions of this broadcast have been compiled with the help of Doug Pollard. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.